warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, this is Sick Puppy coming at you with another SIDT beer review. And this show, I have two special guests with me. One that was here last week, Java Head. And we also have JD with us. So I got two schmucks on the other side of the table on this show. How you doing, Java Head?
Not bad. What's up, Sick Puppy?
Yeah, getting ready to, you know, have a few beers and probably end the show drunk.
Sounds like a good time. I've never done that, though, here.
Of course not.
No. I'm thirsty. I'm ready to drink your beer again.
Yeah, exactly. We got some highbrow beer, so we got to be all classy and stuff. We'll see how the show ends.
I appreciate you and Father Spoon letting me come in to do this and drink your beer again.
You better, bitch. Welcome to my house. All right, JD, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Ready to drink some beer.
You want to tell the peeps a little bit about yourself?
I'm not originally local. I'm from the sticks, but now I drink a lot of whiskey, a lot of booze, and I'm trying to get down on this beer thing. I heard it's a lot of fun.
You're a beer geek in training.
I am but a student in the University of Sick Puppy.
Wow, that's awesome. There's a sound clip for later.
You just made his day.
Yeah, fucking AI rock.
Bring it.
All right, so what we got here first for this show is the Sam Adams Longshot American Homebrew Competition beers. They do this every year. I think they've been doing it for like, 12 years or so. But, like every homebrewer has probably heard, you know, at least once that, dude, you should sell this stuff, you know? And it's true because, you know, we make kick-ass beers. But every year, you know, homebrewers actually get to see their beer on store shelves because of Sam Adams. Most beer competitions, they just give you a certificate and a big, fat, stupid blue ribbon and kick you out the door. But at least with Sam Adams, you get to tell people that Sam Adams is brewing your beer recipe. The winner of the consumer one gets $5,000 on top of that. Of course, they have to sign the recipe over to Sam Adams and all that crap. But, hey, you know, I'd do it for $5,000 and my beer recipe pimped by Sam Adams. That's pretty cool. I'm not a huge Sam Adams drinker, but this is an interesting little concept, so we figured we'd give these a shot. Any comments there, Java Head?
I think it actually says here something about, you were talking about the Boston Beer Company in the competition. It says, I guess they started the competition in 2001, it says right there.
So sure.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I think this looks like, I'm not sure how I feel about the this beer yet, just by looking at
it. Yeah, the first one we're going to try, I wanted to get this one out of the way first. You know, I'm probably being a little biased here, but we're doing the Longshot Boysenberry Wheat. And this is created by Ken Smith. Ken Smith something. What's the rest of that there, Jobhead?
Ken Smith, created by Ken Smith of Colorado.
Of Colorado. My beer label is ripped and I'm reading off the bottle, so I had no freaking idea what it said. But anyway, this is 5.35% alcohol by volume, and this is a wheat ale with boysenberry flavor. So, and those of you that know me know this isn't my favorite style, you know, by any means. But hey, that's what we're here for. I'm going to give it a shot. Who knows? I might like this crap.
What is boysenberry exactly? It doesn't sound good to me, but I'm curious as to what that is.
It's a berry.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's real expensive, I do know that, because people actually handpick this stuff up north. They actually walk into the woods with baskets and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. So it's, you know, $3-4 a pound sometimes, and sometimes it's $8 a pound. And it's expensive shit. But it's, you know, it's like a blackberry, blueberry, that kind of family.
All right.
I'm not sure exactly, but I'm about ready to give this a shot, though. I'll let you know how it tastes. Here's your opener. Foreign dub beers. Well, at least it ain't like berry color. I'm pretty impressed with that. It's got a nice head to it. Of course, you know, Sick Puppy pours the perfect beer. Look at that. Two-finger head. I rock.
That is fantastic.
How's that smell? What's the aroma to you guys? Oh, that smells like boysenberry. Like
it really does smell like some sort of berry. As soon as I cracked it, I took a whiff.
Yeah.
It's very berry.
Some wild fruit in there. And for the style, it's got a nice smell to it. I'm give it a shot.
That's not bad.
It's actually not as bad as I expected.
It's a good mix of fruity. It's not like overbearing fruity. It's
a real sweet fruit flavor to it.
Yeah, it's kind of tasty.
Yeah, I was expecting to pour this out of the bottle and be like, you know, a red, you know, or some funky colored beer because of it. But it's actually not bad. I don't think I could drink more than one or two of these, though.
Yeah.
It would get old real quick. But I'll have to admit, it's not a bad beer at all. Which, you know, I'm kind of disappointed because I like to chug the bad beers.
I knew you were ready to chug this one.
Yeah, I know.
We can.
I was talking to it before we started the show. I'm like, looking at this bottle, I'm like, you know, guys, I'm going to be chugging this. But I'm actually not. I'm going to sit here and enjoy this. And again, this is the Long Shot Boysenberry Wheat, created by Ken Smith of Colorado. And each different bottle, each winner has their picture right on the label and everything. He's a fine, strapping young lad.
Ooh.
If you're into that sort of thing. But anyway, yeah, I'll have to give a thumbs up to the Boysenberry Wheat. I never thought I'd actually say that, but it's not bad. You liking it, JD?
Well, with my limited experience, you know.
Yeah, drinking, and that's a good thing, you know, for you to be here, because you're not a hardcore beer drinker anyway, so you're, you know,
definitely
amateur opinion, I should say. No offense, but it counts, you know.
None taken. Not an amateur drinker per se.
Yeah, exactly.
An amateur,
yeah,
beer drinker.
He's more of the hardcore booze type whiskey.
Definitely, but
JD obviously.
But it's it's not bad. I would sit and drink this.
This would be a great summer beer.
Yeah, definitely.
On a hot day.
Hot day. It's a thirsty beer.
Not so much a lawnmower beer. That's a whole different category. But. Yeah, I'd sit on the porch and drink one of these on a hot-ass day. Not bad. It's quite refreshing.
Mm.
All right, we're going to you got anything else to say there, Java Head?
I was going to say, I think this would probably be good, like, really, really cold or in a cold mug or something. It's pretty tasty.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people put their beer in ice cold mugs or frozen mugs, but you really shouldn't do that because it takes away from the beer because all that condensation waters your beer down, and it kind of destroys the actual, you know, the true
right.
flavor of the beer, so
right,
it's actually
you.
A bad thing. When I hear people asking for that at the bar, I want to punch them in the throat.
Well, when you hit me later, I'll understand why.
Exactly.
I feel a lot of love on the show today.
It's going to hurt.
Not so much on this side of the table or that side of the
table. Yeah, sometimes, JD, our slogan here is check your love at the door when you're recording with us. But
fair enough.
We try and be nice. But anyway, these guys are done with their beers, and we're about ready to move on to the next one, so... Guess I am chugging this one. I could hit the pause button and be all professional, but...
No, bottoms up.
Bottoms
do
up.
Do it.
Enjoy.
All right. You know, this could have a whole different taste chugging it. So, here we go. Cheers, you bastards. Welcome to the show.
Ah. I think he's in pain.
Oh, that's got some bite to it at the end. Holy shit. You know what that tastes like when you chug it?
No. What does it taste like?
Like going to the grocery store, buying a whole like little one of the little baskets of like, you know, blackberries or boysenberries, and just taking a handful and eating them. Wow, that's exactly what it tastes like. The aftertaste is very strong. Woo!
Impressive. Definitely impressive. I haven't seen skills like that since college.
Damn. Yeah, I'm old, but I can still chug. All right, since you're the new guy, JD, I'm going to put you to work.
What do you need?
Rinse our glasses. Right. Rinse them very good because that boysenberry flavoring will stick.
All right, and we're back. This is Java Head.
And Sick Puppy and JD.
And the next beer we're going to review is another Sam Adams brew. This is a long shot Dortmunder style export from the American Homebrew Contest of 2006. And for those of you who don't know what a Dortmunder style is, it's actually a classic German lager. And the color of the bottle, it's a golden color, obviously. Has a picture of the guy here on the front, the contest winner, created by Bruce Scott of Massachusetts. It's a traditional smooth golden lager, as I said, 5.5% alcohol by volume.
Damn, the boysenberry had more alcohol in it.
Yeah, it did.
God damn it. But anyway, go ahead. Continue.
All right. And it's I guess this is a slightly bitter type beer. And then it goes in detail here on the bottle about the detail about the person who actually created the beer. Bruce, he says, a former music teacher who started homebrewing 13 years ago from a homebrew kit. And apparently he's an accomplished homebrewer now.
So let's crack these open and find out if Bruce sucks or not.
There you go.
Thank you. Always good for a sound effect.
I always try to get that sound effect, actually. But
and these guys were making fun of my bottle opener. I got it the local Kohl's store. We'll have a picture of it on the website. And this is a graphic description of it, but I swear to God it's true. It looks like a butt plug. It's a sex toy. But, yeah, check that out on the Moblog photos section on the website. It'll be up there once this show is up and released. Wow, that's a light colored beer, man. Got some good carbonation to it. It's bubbling pretty good. No head at all.
Not much smell at all.
Yeah, this almost looks and smells like a normal lager. I mean, which it really is. It's just a German style lager. Definitely pale gold. They're right. A nice color to it.
It definitely has a little bit of a bite.
Does it really?
Yeah, just for the type of beer, it's just a little bit.
I'm gonna give it a shot. Well, it does have a little bit of bite to it. That's surprising. As you know, the light of the beer that looks.
Yeah, I actually would.
It's got some heavy taste to it.
This is good. I like this.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it does. You know, lean to that typical lager style, but like you said, it's got a bite to it. I wish I had the ingredients, you know, what they used and everything. You may be able to find out on the website, I'm not sure. But, yeah, check that on your own, because I'm not gonna. But, yeah, anyway, yeah, I have no idea what kind of hops they use or anything like that. But what do you think, JD?
It's not bad. I would also drink this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would sit around and enjoy this and in the summer or the winter.
Yeah, I mean, I would. Yeah, this is an all year round style, so you know.
It's not bad. I prefer darker beers when I do drink beers, but this isn't bad at all.
Nice. I'm glad you guys like it because I'm pretty happy with myself. And you know what this means too. Beer number two that we're not chugging. Well, I did.
Well, if we want, I guess we really could if you need to keep tradition.
No, because we only do that with the beers we actually hate. Okay, and we're back with the third and final beer of the Sam Adams Long Shot series. And, JD, why don't you tell us about this one?
You know, we got this Long Shot Old Ale. It was created by a Mr. Don Oliver out of California. And it's listed as a distinctive malt offering a rich and malty taste that doesn't overpower. However, judging by the 10.6%...
The taste doesn't overpower, but the alcohol shall.
Supposedly. Being a rookie here, I'm excited.
This is going to kill JD.
I'm excited. it is listed as also being good for a winter's night by the fire. With this crew, I'm not sure that's a good idea, but I like where we're going.
Nice.
But I'm going to have Java Head here crack this bad boy open, and we'll get started.
Yeah, let's get on it. I'm looking forward to this one. You know, just for the malt reference, I love a good heavy malted beer.
It looks dark. And
it should be,
I'm excited about that.
Thank you, Java Head. It's not as dark as I expected. Not much head retention on that at all. Well, no, I digress. Kind of formed at the last minute there.
Looks good.
It does look awesome. It's got a dark caramel color to it. Nice head to it.
How's strong it? Smell.
Does is it? Oh, yeah. That's got a caramely, almost like a nut smell to it.
Yeah, it definitely has a rather unique smell from my perspective anyway.
You think caramel? Is that what you're smelling?
I don't know what that is.
it definitely smells beefy.
Yeah, it smells awesome. Beefy. It's smelling beefy. All right, let's give us a drink, man.
Let's go.
Oh, dear God, that's good.
I think caramel was the way to go there.
Oh, yeah. It's got like a almost a hoppy bitter aftertaste to it.
It doesn't taste almost 11% to me, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's a surprise.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, a heavy taste in beer by any means. It's smooth for the alcohol content. There's no alcohol aftertaste to it at all. And that's usually what you find in these high alcohol beers.
I actually don't care for this one.
Really?
Yeah. I can't explain.
Do you want to, are you sure about that?
Yeah, I really don't.
Because you know what that means, yeah, Java Head.
I do know what that means, but I'm being honest.
But you know what? Java Head and JD are sharing a beer because, you know, we only got two each in the six-pack. So, you know, he's only chugging half a beer.
That's true.
Yeah.
But honestly, it does taste sort of like some of the darker beers that I had, you know, with you.
Are you thinking cough syrup or what are you thinking?
It's something with the smell.
Really?
I don't know what it is, and it's kind of...
Don't give me that, man. When I chugged that boysenberry, when it hit my nose and I was chugging it, I was like, oh, this is going to suck.
Yeah, I don't... Let me taste it again and see what I think.
Yeah, give it another... I mean, first impressions could be bad with a beer. I mean, I've tried beers before that I've actually said to people, yeah, I don't like it, but I've tried it like a month later, and it was actually a really good beer.
No?
Wow.
No, definitely not. There's a...
Well, you know,
there's a bitterness or something to it.
Yeah, there's a very hoppy bitterness at the end.
And I really don't like that.
No? The finish is very bitter.
Yeah, the finish is hard. I'm not a fan.
I like that. I mean, this isn't a party beer by any means. It's a good craft beer. I like it.
I'm not saying I think it's a
bad beer. For the style, it's perfect.
I don't think it's a bad beer, but I don't think it's a beer I would like.
You wouldn't go to the store and buy this.
No, I probably would never buy this.
No? He just likes Six Puppies free shit.
I would buy this.
Would you really?
I would buy this, yeah.
Yeah, two against one, Job Ed, sorry.
It's definitely more of my alley. It's got more.
Yeah, it's got that darker, heavy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Heavy, yeah.
Yeah. You're like me. I'm kind of to the extreme one way or the other, JD. I like either like a really, really hoppy, like an IPA, and then on the other end, I love it like a good Belgian strong ale or, you know, a beer with bite.
Again, but a student, as I have no idea what you're talking about.
You'll learn. Trust me.
Excellent. Excellent. No, I would definitely buy this. I would definitely drink enough of these to get drunk.
Yeah, you know what? In all honesty, if they sold this old ale by the case or by the six-pack alone, I would buy it.
Oh, yeah.
This is good. I'm surprised.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Don Oliver from California, you're the man.
Salute.
Damn. Yeah, a rich malty ale balanced with a subtle hop note. Yeah, that's what you're tasting at the end there, Java Head, is that the hop note at the end. That's the bitterness of it.
I'm not sure subtle was the word to use there.
Well, that's, yeah.
I really agree with that. Well, I don't think
to me it's subtle because I've had a lot of beers, and, you know, I've had a lot of beers with way more hop bite than this, trust me. But, you know, for the style it is, I'm kind of actually surprised at that hoppy end of it. I like it. I like it a lot. And again, this is 10.6%, so even if you hate it, shut up and drink it.
I'm going to drink it, and I just...
And you're
going to
like it.
I know. I've never had a beer that I dislike this much.
Really? Oh, dude, you got to do more shows with us more often. We drink some crap.
I haven't seen Java Head grimace like that since back in the day, and I've known Java Head for a long time.
Take another drink there, Java Head. This is a Kodak moment.
Do you want? Should I chug it? Should I do that? Is that the...
You know, usually the rule is we all have to agree it's crap.
Right.
But, hey, if you don't like it, dude, I don't want to see you sit there and suffer, man.
For a photo moment, you know, the photo op, I'll do it.
Do it.
Salute.
Good man. I should have caught that after effect grimace on his face. That was classic.
That looked like horrible.
Was that a hard chug? I bet it was.
That looked like horrible.
Even if I chugged this, that would be a hard chug. It's a heavier style beer. Although, I think it's light for what it is. But, yeah, that would be a rough chug, and I'll give you kudos on that, man.
Don't ever do that.
Dude, the last show, I chugged that double.
You did. I saw that, and I saw
I got comments
got
on that later,
real,
man.
You got some real props for that.
Like, dude, you got balls for chugging a double. But, you know, whatever I got to do to please the peeps.
That's true.
You know. I thought that was a delicious beer, man, on the last show. If you don't know what we're talking about, I'm not going to tell you. Download our last show. Check it out. Even in our drunken stupor, it was a good show. Well, JD, cheers, man. We like it. Java Head, sorry you don't.
Bottoms up.
That's what this podcast is all about, though. Difference of opinion, you know?
Can't please everyone.
That's why it's called a beer review. Damn. I'll give you that one because that had to have been a rough chug, dude. Yeah. Even for me, yeah. You know, the chug master, that's got to be rough. But all right, that was beer number three of the Sam Adams Long Shot series. And just for a quick review, guys, what did you think of the Boysenberry Wheat?
I did like the Boysenberry Wheat. Probably not my first pick or anything, but it was definitely not a bad beer.
Yeah, myself, I think that would get old real quick, but I could do a bottle of this, like a nice hot summer day. It's a good, refreshing beer. I was surprised. I thought the Boysenberry would be way more, you know, up front and overpowering than it was. It's just, well, unless you chug it, and then the back end of that beer is just like eating a friggin' just bowl of fruit. All at once. What do you think of the Boysenberry, JD?
It tasted good. I don't know if I'd want to be in public, drinking one.
What you drinking, Boysenberry?
Yeah, you know, but I would drink it
again.
Yeah,
I'm right there with you on that one.
Especially if it was free.
Which it was tonight, you bastard.
It was good.
So what you're saying is you like it, but you'd never pay for it.
Exactly.
Nice. And finally, the Dortmunder. I know, Java Head, you hated it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, no, you like the Dortmunder.
I actually, that's my favorite of the three.
Is it really? Yeah.
It's sort of a medium ground, I think, between the college beer, you know.
Yeah, it's a typical lager.
But it had a little more of a unique taste, a little stronger.
Right, a little heavier. Yeah.
And I like that the most of the three.
Right. And the Old Ale is the one you did not like.
Right, the last one, the Old Ale, I definitely would... I would never drink that again unless I absolutely had to.
So what do you think, JD, about the Dortmunder style?
The Dortmunder, I was a fan of that as well. It was definitely a little bit more my speed.
It was a little more aggressive than I expected, but it is still a typical German lager as far as style goes.
It wasn't as good as the Old Ale, in my opinion.
Yeah, to me, Old Ale tops it. That was great, or is great.
I like a little octane with my fuel.
Yeah, it's a heavier style beer and, you know, high alcohol content, which is always good. But, even, you know, as far as, you know, alcohol aside, it's a good flavored beer. I like it. I can see where Job Head's coming from, not, you know, having a lot of experience with a lot of craft beers. That hot bite at the end would probably not be a favorable, you know, thing for you.
I'm not sure it was just that, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah. The overall, all the aspects of the beer I could pick up, the alcohol, the smell, and the aftertaste, I didn't like any of it.
There is a strong alcohol aftertaste to it as well.
Yeah, I really didn't like any of that. But it will really wreck you if you chug one.
I bet. So while he's recovering from his chug, we're going to wrap up the Sam Adams reviews, and we'll actually be right back with a couple different more. Different more?
Yes.
Couple different breweries and styles for you, so we'll be right back. All right, guys, we've reviewed the Sam Adams, and that was pretty much the meat of the beer review this time, but we have a special bonus for y'all. I've seen this, at least the case, sitting behind the counter at a local six-pack shop, and I'm like, what the hell? Finally, I was there today, and he was shelving the stuff, and now I know why. He was sitting behind the counter for so long. We are about to drink a beer from the Erie Brewing Company, and I know Spoon will just rag on me for buying this shit because he knows I hate this brewery. I mean, I don't hate the whole brewery, but Railbender does suck.
Yeah, I was thinking that they were the makers of the infamous Railbender.
Railbender, yeah. When I first tried that after Spoon was pimping it for so long, he's like, oh, you got to try the Railbender. I tried it. I'm like, dude, this, no.
I like Railbender.
I know.
So
I
fuck
know.
Yourself.
Railbender was made with one intent only, and that's to get drunk.
I'll give him credit for being the next step up from Budweiser. You know, I'll give you more credit if you're drinking Railbender other than any other football beer or, you know, wife beater beer. I'll give you that because, you know, it's a craft brew. Yeah, wife beater beer. Is that a new term for you there, JD?
I've never heard that, but I'm enjoying it.
I kind of lean towards the PBR reference when I do the wife beater reference, you know. Pabst Blue Ribbon. You know.
Gotcha.
Drink a pounder in the morning, have a cigarette, and beat the shit out of your wife. It's a good lifestyle.
That's love.
Yeah. At least it is in this area. I love you.
Now go get me something to eat.
Go pick up my marijuana, bitch.
Well, it's eriebrewingco.com.
Eriebrewingco.com. They do make some decent beers. I've had some I actually do actually like. Not love, but like. But the Railbender, still, sorry, piss. But anyway, shall we tell the folks what we're drinking? I didn't even know they brewed this crap. I tried to look it up online. It's not even on their website. I think they're embarrassed that they brewed this shit. I couldn't even find it on Rate Beer. I couldn't find it on, you know, Beer Advocate. No reviews. I even did a damn Google search, in quotes, for Erie Brewing Company's Hard Cock Ale.
Hard Cock. And there's definitely a picture of a cock on
it.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, no. It's a picture of a rooster.
Yeah, that's what I said, a cock.
Yeah, right. But, you know, I don't want to, you know, get all the sick bastards to listen to those hopes up by, hey, dude, we can buy a beer with a penis on it.
Sick puppy, are you telling me this is the possible first review?
As far as I know, dude, no beer cast on the planet yet has reviewed Erie Brewing Company's Hard Cock Beer. It's an ale, 12 fluid ounces of cocky goodness.
6.8%.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of looking forward to. At least it's high alcohol. I'm not a huge fan of this brewery, like I said. But God damn it, this is hard cock beer. Give me that opener. Thank you.
There you go.
All right, let's give this cock a try. I think we just became a... I had that... Now we're porn. That's way darker than I expected.
Perfect head. Definitely.
Perfect head on that cock. I love a good perfect head on a hard cock. You know, genius marketing on their part. I'll give them that.
It was darker than you expected.
If this beer was any... nice.
My wife said that.
If this beer was by any other name, I probably would have never bought it. But, you know, me looking, I'm like, hey, hard cock ale. I'll try it. Kind of like the butt monkey ale we tried on the last
show. Yeah, time. That was good.
All about the marketing.
This actually has a somewhat, you know, like a semi-sweet smell so far.
Really? Again, I have no specifics on this beer because you go to their website and go to Our Beers, you know, the little link that shows all their beers. Nothing. I think they're even embarrassed to sell this crap. But damn it, it's just, as far as the fun factor goes, you know, this would be a great beer to take to a party. What are you drinking? Budweiser. What are you drinking? Miller. What are you drinking? Hard cock. Well, Java Head just tasted it. What's it, what do you think?
It's actually not that bad.
Really?
Yeah, you need to try, take a sip.
My hard cock's not that bad?
Your hard cock was not that bad.
You know, thank you, the jokes are way too easy right now. I'll give this a shot. I'll give your hard cock a shot. Here's the money shot. The jokes are just too easy, man. Just keep on rolling. There's not much of a smell to it as far as aroma or anything. Because it's an eerie beer.
In my humble opinion, the beginning's not bad, but the aftertaste is horrible.
You don't like the aftertaste of the hard cock, JD?
I really don't, to be honest. It's just too easy.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
It's bitter. It's bitter at the end.
But you know what, though? That Sam Adams we had, that old ale, had a way more bitter aftertaste than this.
I don't agree. This has something different then.
Yeah, the finish, I don't think you're referring to. It's something else.
It's something, all right.
This style of beer is actually, I actually like this.
I actually like this, dude. You know, kudos to Erie Brewing because there's one more I like.
Now, if it, I don't know.
It ain't Railbender.
I don't know about the name, but.
Oh, come on, dude. This is a fun beer to have in your fridge.
No, but I mean, it should suck.
The relatives come over and, hey, I got any beer? I got some hard cock for you, Uncle Bob. You know, just for that one line alone.
I guess it's a way to market this type of beer.
Yeah, that's a huge marketing tool.
But honestly,
you know, you got to think, though, were they on like a meeting table and like, dude, we made this shitty ass batch of beer. How the hell are we going to sell this crap? Let's call it hard cock.
I really do like it, though. It's
yeah, it's smooth. Actually not bad. It's smooth. A very good beer.
It's smooth and it has good flavor.
I mean, I couldn't really tell you the style it is. I mean, they just call it an ale, but it's a darker. I would almost compare it to like a German ale.
This is one of those instances where I wish I knew more about the different styles of craft beer because.
Well, dude, even me knowing the styles, I can't pinpoint this.
I've had beers like this before, sort of like at microbrews.
Right.
They give you the different styles of, you know.
This is what I love about the American craft brewing industry today is they take all these old styles and just they make their own variation of it.
Right.
So, you know, the whole style thing is great.
Right.
You know, but you have instances like this where it just doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
You just can't, you know, pinpoint it. To me, it tastes like a dark lager.
Right.
But it's an ale.
I'm not trying to really categorize it for any reason other than so that people know what we're tasting.
Right. I mean,
but I've had, I went to microbrews and tasted, you know, beers like this, and I can't tell you what it is either. But I do like it, though. I would definitely drink
it. Yeah, it's good.
This.
I mean, there's no, like, really prominent, you know, flavors to it that you can pinpoint other than it, you know, being a dark ale. I think I would actually classify this as a dark ale.
There's nothing that stands out so much that you will either love or hate this beer.
Right. I can't even compare this to another, you know, brewery, you know, brand. I don't know.
What do you think, JD?
But it's a darker style ale, so I would pretty much lean towards a dark ale style.
Again, my inexperience being my downfall here, this does not seem to be that dark to me.
Yeah, there's a fine line. I mean, once you start to know the styles, JD, you'll understand, you know, a dark beer does not necessarily mean it's, you know, molasses.
I hear what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
It would definitely wreck you. It would not take many of these to get you going.
Yeah, 6.8%. I would buy this. I'd buy a case of this.
It's no Coors Light.
You guys think this is case worthy?
I'm not sure if it's case worthy or not. I really don't know yet. I have to finish this.
Oh, come on, dude. Sure. Like, you wouldn't want like people coming to your house that I got 24 hard cocks just waiting for this whole batch of people.
Well, I'll be honest with you. It depends on who's coming over.
You know, the jokes just don't ever end with this beer.
I really don't know. I don't know who, you know, what kind of, most of the people I know probably wouldn't drink this.
Really?
But
you guys
would,
like
I
it.
I would buy it.
Yeah,
I really
you
would
guys
buy
like it, and you're an average beer drinker. Yeah, you buy the domestics.
Right, and I do like the one thing I like about doing this with you is that I do like a variety of different things. I've noticed that.
You like doing the hard cock with me, don't you?
I've enjoyed the hard cock with you, sick puppy. It's so tasty.
Wow, we're getting a whole new set of listeners with this one.
I'm learning things about my old buddy Java Head. I really didn't want to know, to be honest with you. Still a good man, though.
Well, he likes a good hard cock, and he is wearing an Old Navy shirt. So.
Hey, don't judge him.
We all love a hard cock now and then. Right, JD?
It's like silence.
Or not.
Fucking A.
This is good, though. I really do like it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm surprised. You know, when I bought this, I'm like, I got to buy it for the name, obviously. And you know, like I said, I'm not a huge fan of Erie Brewing Company stuff. But this is a good beer.
I'm not sure, but I think the lake caught on fire back in the day, and they do pull this water from the lake, from what I gather.
Dude, you should start drinking Great Lakes beers.
Really?
They actually make styles after the lake on fire. And
oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Check out the history of that brewery.
Yeah, they had to
Great Lakes Brewery, not Erie. That's a whole different animal there. Two different breweries. But, you know, I'll be damned. This is a good beer.
I'll raise a glass to you guys.
For you guys on the West Coast or all my podcasting friends, if you want some hard cock from SIDT, email me. I'll send you some hard cock. And I'll package it really well because, you know, if I'm going to ship my cock, it's going to be packaged very well.
That's love right there.
I don't want to break in, bust in, leak in, nothing.
No one likes a broken cock.
Exactly. What the hell? Cheers, guys. Yep. There you go. This is a great beer. You know, it may have to do with the fact that we had three beers before this. I'll try it solo later, but damn it, it's good beer.
I agree, Drinky. Come on.
You want me to chug, don't you?
I like to watch you chug, but...
He wants me to swallow this hard cock. Again, it just never ends with this beer. We'll post pictures of the label on the website with this shit. Yeah, it's classic.
Did you ever get the butt monkey caps?
A butt monkey hard cock? Nah, we took pictures of that. I said I was going to post that on, you know, from the last show, but they turned out like crap. You couldn't even rate them, so...
Oh.
So fuck the butt monkey. We got some hard cock. Would you like to put your hard cock into some butt monkey?
There are a lot of words in that sentence. If censored, no one would understand what you're talking about.
There's no FAA rules on the internet. So say whatever the hell you want.
I think you bastards need to put your hard cock where your mouth is.
I'm glad there are no FAA rules on this podcast, sick puppy, because I'm not flying.
True.
JD is sucking his hard cock pretty well, and he's just trying to make us catch up. So
yeah, but
I'm going to swallow this hard cock like never before.
Sick puppy seems to be playing with his hard cock more than drinking it. And I'll be
See,
honest with
damn
you,
it,
I'm disturbed.
Buy this. It's just fun.
I'm disturbed. I'm disturbed.
Cheers, you bastards. Cheers.
I'm about to slam my hard cock.
I can't chug as I'm laughing too hard.
Wow.
That was 12 inches. I mean, 12 ounces of hard cock. They're speechless.
JD nearly spit his hard cock all over the place. It was too hard to swallow.
Yeah, I really wish Spoon was here for this.
You know, he took that hard cock's head right down. I was shocked.
Don't worry, Spoon. I'll save you a big hard cock. It's one of your favorite hard cocks, too. Erie Brewing Company hard cock.
Yes, it is.
This beer is just too much fun. You know what? I might have one of these for every show we do.
Well, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, we would like to finish this podcast with a big fat hard cock. This is hilarious.
You know, just like any other time when you're out of hard cock, the party's over. Good Lord.
Just in case you're all wondering, we're talking about beer.
Yeah, you know, and if you're listening and you're impotent, just go buy some hard cock.
It's so easy.
The bottle never gets limp. You know, if you are impotent and, you know, you're with your wife, say, hey, baby, I got some hard cock. Just use the bottle. Was that too much?
Not everyone at SIDT agrees with the opinions of Sip Puppy.
He's just covering his own ass. Shut up.
This podcast is... is the opinions of Sick Puppy does not necessarily represent the opinions of everyone else at SIDT. Thank you.
You want to include Father Spoon on that, too? Because he's a sick bastard.
He is a sick bastard, but yes. He's not here right now. Right. He has to cover his own ass from the hard cock.
I just burped some hard cock. Oh. These jokes just never get old, man.
So what do we have next? I'm trying to get...
You know what?
I'm trying to get past the joke.
I'm pretty spent. I don't want any more hard cock. I'm a bleeder. Too much info?
TMI, buddy. TMI. For everyone else listening, I apologize.
Dude, hold on. Take that stick. SIDT, at least with Sick Puppy, we never apologize.
I'm apologizing for...
If it gets too wrong... I just edit. I do not publicly apologize for anything that comes out of my mouth. It doesn't happen. If you don't like it, kill yourself. Eat a bullet, you know.
Tell me how you really feel.
Remember, kids, it's down the street, not across the road.
Lay on the couch, we'll have a session. Go on, tell me about your childhood.
Kill yourself. All the cool kids are doing it. Wow. Yeah, this fine Sam Adams review has turned into something else completely. And JD just burped some hard cock. Dude, this never ends. I could do this for hours.
You know,
hard
I
cock
wish,
jokes
this is,
all
this,
the way around.
You know why I said 5 minutes ago why I wish they had...
You were saying? He's laughing because I put the hard cock in my mouth.
You had to go there, didn't you?
I deep-throated the hard cock.
You know, the respect for you grows with every passing moment, Sick Puppy. And
I'm laughing so hard, I got to piss. We'll be right back. Jesus. All right, enough of the jokes from the hard cock. That was just too much, man. That was so much fun. So, you know, if you're having a good time at a party, buy some hard cock from Era Brewing. It's actually not a bad beer. What do you guys think?
I loved it. It was great.
JD?
Not bad. Not bad.
Nice swing of the mic there, by the way.
Thank you.
I said, JD and Jobhead are sharing a microphone because I got one on order. But dude, he's like swinging it like a pimp.
Well, he knew how to handle his hard cock, too. What can I say?
And these mics, this is a hard black cock.
Indeed.
All right, enough of the hard cock jokes. God damn, that was fun, guys. Now, this is a experiment for Sick Puppy. Before I became a beer snob, you know, I was drinking the domestics, you know, white trash, whatever. Whatever got me drunk, I'm good to go. And once I started getting these weird-ass styles, I found Mississippi Mud. I thought, kick-ass moonshine jug style bottle, right?
I was actually going to say it looks like it should be
moonshine. I almost want to empty this and just play a song, you know? Yeah, it takes a visual for that. Exactly. You know, you got that, you know, hillbilly dude with the washboard. You know. Mississippi Mud. Famous slow brewed black and tan beer. Anyway, our local six-pack shop... Actually, people were asking them about this crap, so they got a case or two in. And I walked in, and I'm like, damn, I haven't had Mississippi Mud in, like, at least a decade. And it kind of brought me back to the old days where, you know, I wasn't that craft beer guy. But I thought, oh, this Mississippi, you know, the bottle's cool. I'll check it out. And, you know, to me, a black and tan should not be already prepared in a bottle altogether. But that's a beer snobbishness. But I have not tried this beer in probably over a decade. And this is kind of a reminiscence for me. Back then, I thought it kicked ass. But I'm expecting this to suck now because I've had so many better beers. What do you guys think?
I'll be honest with you, Sick Puppy. I'm a little nervous. I've been to Alabama and Mississippi in that area. And it is not as friendly a place as they make it out to be in the movies.
But dude, this is brewed in New York.
What the hell does it have to do with Mississippi then?
Marketing gimmick.
I guess.
Dating back to the 18th century England, the custom of blending pale and dark beers has kept the black and tan a favorite of experienced beer drinkers. Yeah, right. For centuries. Our famous recipe combines a robust English porter with a fine continental pilsner, preserving the character of each while creating the classic taste of the legendary black and tan. In true American style, we bring you the best of both beers as they meet in Mississippi mud. Produced by Mississippi Brewing Company, Utica, New York.
Being a geologist in my other life, yeah. I need to point out that the Mississippi River does not run through New York.
Thank you, Mr. Obvious.
I just have to bring that up to our listeners.
You know, hence the whole marketing scheme there. And, you know, to note, this is a screw-off cap.
Screw top.
Hear that? Yeah. It's like opening a fine bottle of wine with a twist off.
Or a Budweiser 40.
Yeah. For notes on that, see our 40 show. Which kicks ass, by the way.
This really...
I'm really kind of excited to try this. This is like old school to me.
I'm interested to try this, but it looks absolutely horrendous as far as the packaging. And the I know. It does not look like something you would market to someone who cares about what they're drinking.
But the cool thing is about this big-ass bottle, it's a quart. If you hate the beer, just chug it and use it as a bank. I still have one from like 15 years ago. I put like quarters and shit in it. It's a very nice display model. Oh, wait. I got to even us all out here. I don't want to hog the Mississippi mud after all.
There's just to give a visual for everyone while you're pouring.
It's got a nice dark amber color to it.
It's got a good color and not a lot of head.
The word mud scares me.
Yeah.
You know, especially if it's crap, I'd probably rather drink mud, but I'm trying to even out all the glasses here. You know, I got to be fair.
I think what you're trying to do, actually, is pour it all out, and that's what the reality is. You don't want this to go back in the refrigerator.
Exactly.
That's what he... Just so everyone knows...
$4 a bottle, man.
He just filled three glasses. Sick Puppy filled three glasses with Mississippi mud because he really knows this is going to be absolute crap, and he wants us to chug
it. I don't know that, though. I don't know that either.
I have not had
this beer in over a decade. But this was a beer that, you know, I would call this a gateway beer, actually.
A gateway? Can you explain that for me?
All right, JD. A gateway beer is a beer that a Budweiser guy would drink.
Yeah, all right, I hear where you're coming from. Okay.
To introduce him to the better styles of beer.
So you would consider this a step up?
This is a learning curve.
This is still a step up.
You know, if a Budweiser drinker buys this and likes it, they're like, damn, there is better shit out there. And then they start experimenting with, you know, better beers and more breweries. So I'll give them that. Let me put this big redneck jug down.
I do have to say the first impressions.
Are you drinking without us?
No. I'm saying the first impressions of the smell, it smells like a craft-ish beer. It's not that bad.
It's craft-ish.
I haven't tasted
it. Actually, it does have a nice aroma to it.
I haven't tasted it yet.
Nutty smell.
It smells kind of nutty.
No more hard cock jokes.
Ah.
An almondy smell. How's that?
Touche, sick puppy.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Here's to a beer I have not drank or put on my palate for at least a decade. I used to like this shit. We'll see how it goes.
I have no complaints here. I really don't. It's all right.
I'll say this. It's drinkable, but it's not a black and tan.
Yeah, it's drinkable. It's not as good as the last beer, that's for sure.
Oh, by any means. I probably wouldn't buy this again, guys.
It's kind of watery.
Yeah, exactly. It's a watered-down, wannabe black and tan. If you're going to do a black and tan, you better mix it right.
I was going to ask you, aren't black and tans made?
Right, Guinness and Bass.
You have to do it right there.
Yes. It's poured a certain way, and, you know. Any brewery that does a black and tan in the bottle, Saranac or, you know, Mississippi Mud, it's just not a true black and tan. Although, I will say this beer does not suck.
I agree. It does.
Drinkable.
It's okay, but it is water. You can taste that it's watered down.
Now I have a second bank. I have a second change.
Keep all your change from all the beer that you buy.
Exactly. That'll all go to finer craft beers. They do have a kick-ass bottle, you got to admit. And this thing looks like a, you know, fucking redneck, white trash, whiskey, moonshine jug kind of thing. Got an alligator hanging on the front. It's old school.
It's ghetto fabulous. You could definitely brew and make something in that in your basement.
Yeah, it almost looks like a snake oil salesman kind of a thing. Mississippi Mud, famous slow brewed black and tan beer.
I once again have to ask, what the hell is a gator doing on the front of a beer brewed in New York?
Yeah, there's the marketing right there. Most people wouldn't actually realize, they wouldn't think to turn the bottle over and go, hey, it's Mississippi Mud's made in New York.
It tastes like coffee. I like that a lot.
What the hell is that commercial where, like,
New York
New
City.
York salsa?
I think that's one of the salsa commercials. It's made in New York
it's
City.
It's made in New York City.
City.
Hang them.
That's Pace Picante. That's what that is.
Wow. We do not endorse. Fuck Pace.
Let's drink some more.
Yeah, all right. You know what, guys? I'm kind of disappointed in this. So I'm going to chug some mud. You guys chugging?
I'm in.
Job ahead, you in?
Chug-a-lug.
Chug-a-lug. Here's to beer I'll never buy again. Mississippi Mud, I tried, but you failed me. We'll pause while we chug. Listen for the gurgle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, holy crap.
That goes down a little bit hard. Oh, come on. That was a wannabe burp. There was no bass in that.
That's because it didn't make it to my stomach to come back up.
You know what? I'm glad that was only $4 a bottle.
I think my Mississippi Mud is having a fight with that hard cock.
You know, for $4, that's tolerable. I mean, it could have been.
Yeah, I mean, it's a quart of beer for $4.
It could have been a complete waste, but it wasn't.
They don't even pimp the alcohol content on this. So
they may have lied to us. There may be no booze in there at all.
Yeah, probably. Of course, it costs breweries more to actually take the alcohol out of beers for the NAs. So I doubt they'd even do that. They're like, fuck it, leave the alcohol in. This is 32 ounces of wannabe black and tan. But again, as a collector, there's a cool bottle to keep around. I'll post it. But again, there's no alcohol content on the label. And I did know prior research, because it is Mississippi Mud, from New York.
Over a decade, you say?
It's been over a decade since I had Mississippi Mud. When I first come out, I was like, oh, dude, check out them bottles, woo!
So you're telling me that the last time you bought that you may have...
liked it.
You liked it,
but yes.
You may have been hammered when you bought that before.
I'm always hammered. So I don't know. All it was right. Over a decade. I don't remember yesterday.
All right, good point.
I don't even remember the last episode until I listened to it again.
Way to show your age. Well, I didn't remember the last episode until I listened to it again either.
See?
And then when I did listen to it, I realized that no one can hear me.
That's because you got to talk louder, you bitch.
I'm trying.
I know. He's learning. These guys are newbies. But I'm glad you guys are here, man. This is making for a great show. Thanks for showing up, JD. Thanks for showing up again, Java Head.
It was my pleasure, Sick Puppy.
We are going to do one more beer for y'all and review it because I have to throw this beer to these guys.
What he's really trying to say is how tanked can we get the new guys and still and still make them drive home?
I'm testing their tolerance.
We're driving home?
I don't know. I don't think I'll be finding my car
well,
after this
you know what?
Podcast.
I don't like any cop pulling me over just because I pulled up in somebody's front porch, man. That pisses me off.
I'm in someone's living room. How did I get in this living room?
That badge looks stupid. I hope no state-employed police officers are listening to this show.
We need more disclaimers at the beginning of the show. Like five minutes.
If you're a cop or under 21, kill yourself.
Do not listen to this podcast. We do not endorse listening to this podcast. It cannot be used against us in the criminal court.
Nice.
Blah, 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 blah.
I spit that out drunk. All right, guys. We did the Mississippi Mud. That was a short, quick review because I just wanted to, test my
I'm not a fan.
You know what?
I'm not either.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan, but I like that better than
It was good.
Third beer in the
really?
Yes, I really. Actually, this is sad to say.
You're probably going to get punched in the throat for that.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and let the craft beer snobs punch me in the throat over this. But the Mississippi Mud is better than the third beer of the Samuel Adams Long Shot six-pack. That beer
the
was
old
absolute
ale.
Panther piss.
You like a Mississippi Mud over the old ale.
I don't care. You know what? That's fine. Everyone has their opinion, but that beer sucks.
Panther piss is patented by shouldidrinkthat.com.
I will never drink that Long Shot again, the third one in that six-pack. No.
Good. You buy a case of that, and I'll drink it all.
Okay.
And I'll buy you $4 bottle of Mississippi Mud.
Buy me some Mississippi Mud, and I'll be...
For those of you that never tried the Mississippi Mud and not beer snobs, you might like it. I don't know. I mean, we're drinking out of a quart bottle, but they do make smaller bottles of this. It's like half the size, whatever. What's a half a quart? Quick math, come on.
What, half a quart is, two pints, isn't it?
Sure. I'll go with that.
Wow.
Yeah, but they make smaller bottles of this crap. You can buy by the case, and they're like cuter bottles of the big fat boy.
I guess they're – I don't know if I'm right, but I guess they're impressed.
I'm not. All right, for our last beer of the evening, you know, fuck that Mississippi Mud, man. That's nothing compared to this one.
All right. I'm waiting to see what this is like.
We are doing, for the last beer of the evening, the Atwater Block Brewery Voodoo Vader. This is a Doppelbock, but it's a high-gravity lager. And when I first tried this, you know, I expected a normal Doppelbock, which is, you know, really heavy, you know, as far as taste. And, you know, a little thick kind of a beer. But when I tried this, I was amazed. It's such a smooth beer. So I know, JD, you like the darker beer, so I think you're going to love this.
I do, but I've never gone.
Java head, I'm not so sure about you, dude. It's a Doppelbock, which is a darker, heavier beer. But... You know, for the alcohol content in this, it's like water.
I actually expect that I'm going to like this. That's my prediction.
All right, let's open this and find out, man. Again, this is Atwater Block Brewery, Voodoo Vader.
The debauchery begins.
I don't know what you clowns out of Pennsylvania get this for, but this comes four for $12 in PA. And we actually have our own bottles this time. So we get each 12 ounces of goodness. Pour in the glass now. Like I said, I've had this before. I love it. And I just wanted to include it in this beer review, you know, just for the new guys. You know, try and pimp this a little bit. I will be filling this to the top. I love this beer. It's a phenomenal Doppelbock.
This looks like fun.
It's dark as hell.
I certainly
nice
can't
good
see
head
you
to it.
On the other side of this
looking
beer.
Through the glass, you don't see shit.
No.
Cheers, guys.
Salute.
Salute. Drink up. Smooth?
That is remarkably smooth.
Yeah, isn't it?
Remarkable.
That's not a normal Doppelbock. If you do a normal Doppelbock, it's not that smooth.
I appreciate you introducing me to that.
Oh, dude, this is heaven.
I like mine, but I actually think that something was wrong with it because it looks like it was depressurized already. It was a little bit run out of the bottle. The cap broke a little bit, and it tastes flat. Let me sip yours there, sick puppy.
His has no head on it whatsoever. So.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Mm.
Different?
Yeah, actually, it's very different.
Yeah, so we got maybe one bottle out of that four-pack.
Taste that.
Well, to me, it's going to be heaven either way.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, his is flat. We had one bad bottle out of his batch, man. Yeah.
Send it home.
JD, chug it. You're the new guy. Chug it.
I can't.
Chug it. Come on.
I'll die.
Come on, chug it.
It's
do it for the
wrong.
Come
I'll
on.
Chug this one
I'll
with
chug
my
it.
With you.
Java head stepping up. Chug it, man. We don't dump beer here on SIDT. Chug it, brother.
But it was...
He's chugging it like a 9% beer.
Wow.
You know what? You know what that gets you?
Another one?
Yeah, a good one.
Whoa.
Thank God it's a four-pack and there's three of us here.
Wow.
I have to say, even the flat one had some character.
Here, try that. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's still got the same flavor. It's just flat.
If I looked, when I opened the cap, part of the cap actually chipped off. And
really?
And there, if you look here on the bottle, there are some, you can tell the beer's been stuck to the outside of the
bottle. You know what, JD? The best part about that is we didn't get that bottle.
See that?
I will totally agree with that.
Wow. See how the beer is stuck to the outside of the bottle, like it fizzed over along the edge?
Yeah, he got a bad beer. It's actually stained beer on the outside of the bottle. Hmm. Pour yourself a fresh one there, Java Head. And then,
oh, it's looking better.
Yeah, that's foaming like a bitch. There you go.
Oh,
sorry you got that. Three-finger head on that. Look at that. God damn. I'll try that, see if it's any better, man. We did get one bad beer out of that four-pack. That sucks. Especially for $12 a four-pack.
I'd write your congressman.
It is better, not flat.
That's way better. Do you like the beer, Java Head?
I actually do. It's really good.
Yeah, this is at Waterbach Brewery, Voodoo Vader. 12 ounces at High Gravity Lager, which, what was the alcohol content? 9.5%. And for you beer geeks, it's 19.5 Play-Doh and 30 IBUs. Which IBUs to you guys are the bitterness, the hops. You
know, gotcha.
The bitterness factor pretty much is. Bittering units.
I'll be honest with you. This is a beer that you could drink.
Oh, God, yes.
Quickly.
This is also a dangerous beer.
And it would sneak up on you.
Because it's not your normal Doppelbock. A normal Doppelbock is way heavier than this and a lot thicker. That's what I love about this beer as a Doppelbock. It's so damn smooth. And there's no alcohol aftertaste to it at all.
I got
to
say,
it's all flavor.
The skull on the front of the bottle, though, should be
it's an aider.
Warning. And I don't
know.
That
conquistador helmet thing going on with the skull. We'll post pictures of this on the website as well. And the web address for this brewery is atwaterbeer.com, which is atwaterbeer.com. atwaterbeer.com. It's a great brewery. The only one I'd never liked from them is that vanilla mocha Java stout shit. It's horrible.
I do agree, though, that it's really smooth.
Oh, it's just smooth.
Very, very smooth.
Yeah, I mean, in the future, maybe I'll give Java Head another brewery's Doppelbock, and we'll compare them back-to-back. This is a very light Doppelbock.
Yeah, there's nothing...
It's very smooth.
There's nothing really pronounced about it. It's really good.
And it's...
I'm sure
for high gravity beer, it's very smooth. You don't see that.
I'm sure that later I'll be on the floor because I chugged one and now I'm drinking another one.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though it was
flat or not, dude, you stepped up to the SIDT way.
Java Head.
Cheers to you, man.
It's good to have goals. I like to see men that have goals. And
cheers, guys. This will be the end of our podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed being here.
Sam Adams. Long shot series, and then we had a little hard cock.
Oh, crap.
Got a little hard cock and that crappy Mississippi mud, and now we're doing the Voodoo Vader. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show and tried all these beers, and hell, who knows, you might like the fucking Mississippi mud. I don't.
I enjoyed it, but many thanks to SIDT for having me here over these last few
episodes.
Hey,
you guys are welcome, man. Thanks for filling in for Spoon. I know he appreciates it a lot.
I miss seeing that guy, and I echo Java Head's sentiments. Thanks for having us out.
Hey, you're welcome,
it's
guys.
A great time.
It's been a blast, man. So, all right, so this has been another fine episode of ShouldIDrinkThat.com, where even if it's crap,
we'll drink it.
So you don't have to. That's right, brothers. All right, we out. Kill yourself.